He sighed mightily and bent to the rituals of measuring drinks and slicing lemon peel behind the bright tiles of the bar front. He was a dark, compact fellow with sleek hair and a small moustache and a pearly smile. He was a good barman. His manner was a discreet combination of deference and Neapolitan insolence. The deference brought him tips from the men, and the women paid indifferent coin for the flattery of insolence. Ashley looked at his watch again. What time does the post office open?
3 o'clock, signore.
I'm expecting a telegram. The damn thing should be here by now. Roberto shrugged philosophically.
Pazienza, my friend, pazienza. First the telegram must arrive at the post office. Then it must be copied. Then they must send the messenger to...
He broke off and gaped, goggle-eyed, as the brown legs swung themselves off the chaise longue and their owner came into view, a blonde in a capri bathing suit, standing in conscious grace against the balustrade. She smiled, flirted her hips at them, and walked out of view towards the end of the terrace.
Wow.
Roberto beat his forehead in anguish.
It is too much, signore. It is 10 times too much. I am married with 3 children. My wife is expecting another. There is my job, which I must keep, and my honor, which I would lose all too gladly. And I am subjected to temptations like this.
I'm thirsty, said Ashley.
Subito, signore,
said Roberto, a wise fellow who knew when a joke was done with. He lifted the flap of the bar and came towards Ashley with the drink balanced on a small silver tray. He wiped the table, laid down a cardboard chaser, set down the drink with studied care, and waited.
How much?
600 lire, signore.
Ashley looked up sharply.
600? It was 450 at lunchtime.
A mistake, signore, said Roberto blandly. I meant, of course, to say 450.
You're a liar, Roberto. Roberto shrugged and smiled cheerfully.
You force me to admit it, signore. I am a very great liar.
Why do you lie to me? I tip you well, don't I?
Very well, signore.
And why lie to me?
A force of habit, signore.
A bad habit, Roberto.
Let us call it a disease of the profession.
Roberto cocked a quizzical eye at Ashley.
Do you never lie, signore?
The question took him by surprise. Roberto was still smiling, but there was a new note in his voice, an odd fugitive expression in his dark eyes. It was as if he said, "We should understand each other, you and I. We have interests in common. We may be of use to each other." Ashley answered the question with some care.
"I lie sometimes, yes, but never about money." "Because you do not need to worry about money. I, on the contrary, must worry about it all the time. Each of us lies about the thing that is important to him.